Welcome to the SDSU Extension Radio Network. I'm Pam Geppert. Multi-species grazing is not a new concept, but it's one that's gaining attention due to potential ecological and economic benefits of the system. While cattle graze primarily grass, SDSU Extension Sheep Field Specialist Jalen Whaley reports sheep will eat more forbs, and goats can really attack the brushy plants on rangelands.
And there was some research done here at SDSU a couple of years ago on using goats for eastern red cedar. Goats actually do a really good job of knocking back a lot of that new growth. They will nibble on the mature cedars as well, but really do a much better job on limiting the regrowth of eastern red cedar.
Whaley states sheep will graze problem plants like leafy spurge, especially early in the season when plants are most palatable. The same goes for sweet clover, which the sheep will graze back to allow grasses to take off. If this is the goal, she advises running a flock before cattle come into the pasture. Whaley states the common ratio for multi-species stocking is 1-to-1, one cow plus one ewe, with no change in land mass. Cattle producers interested in gaining the benefits of sheep without total management might consider contracting with a sheep owner to bring in ewes to a system, or purchasing just yearlings for summer grazing. Only minor changes in fencing and water infrastructure may be needed.
I see a lot of people target grazing with just two strands of polywire, which is still one more strand than we have to run usually for cows, but it's a lot less than people think.
To learn more, visit extension.sdstate.edu.